A day after a controversial bill to expand school vouchers in Arizona cleared the state Senate, some senators want a do-over, but it might not have anything to do with regrets over their votes or the merits of the bill. Here to explain how the school voucher issue seems to have turned into a political football is our own Ben Giles. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
So let's start by setting the table for us, if you could. What exactly is going on here? Because this doesn't seem like something that happens all the time.
Right. This was an odd maneuver in the Senate yesterday afternoon, but let's just start with some of the legislative basics. When a bill passes the Senate, which the voucher bill did on Monday, it gets transmitted to the House. It's got to go through the whole committee hearing process and what have you over again in the opposite chamber. All 16 Republicans supported the voucher bill, Senate Bill 1452, on Monday afternoon. All Democrats, the 14 of them, opposed it. But then flash forward to yesterday afternoon, Republican Senator Michelle Ujinti-Rita made a motion that basically requests the House send the voucher bill back for reconsideration. That would be another vote in the Senate.
Do we know why she did this?
We don't. She did not give an explanation at the time she made the motion. Another Republican Senator, Kelly Townsend, asked for one, but the Senate president said it was against the rules at the time to have some kind of debate or discussion about the motion. But Townsend had a sneaking suspicion that Ujinti-Rita was trying to get payback against the sponsor of the voucher bill, Republican Senator Paul Boyer. Moments earlier on Tuesday afternoon, Boyer had cast the decisive no vote against one of Ujinti-Rita's bills. That's an election measure that would remove people from the state's early ballot mailing list if they didn't use their ballot for a couple elections in a row. Townsend said she was not pleased with what she saw. She gave a speech on the Senate floor that said senators should be ashamed.
This isn't high school. This is the Arizona State Senate. So maybe we can all learn from my mistakes in the past as we go forward to hold our head up high and to vote on the merit of a bill, because I sure hope we don't devolve into being vindictive, because that's not going to be pretty.
Now, Ben, we've been hearing a lot about Paul Boyer recently. You just referenced him. Why does his name keep popping up when it comes to votes on certain bills?
So Boyer is one of the, you know, quote unquote, moderate Republicans in the Senate. That's at least moderate relative to the rest of the Republicans in the chamber. And, you know, that's been the case for the past 2 years. He was one of three so-called moderates who Democrats would often hope, you know, you'll vote against this bill too, because if enough Democrats and a handful of Republicans vote against something, Republicans don't have the 16-vote majority they need to pass controversial legislation. But Boyer is kind of alone in that regard now as a moderate. His two other compatriots, Heather Carter, lost elections in 2020. So Boyer's kind of an island at this point. And there's been a couple of times now where he's been the lone Republican to vote against bills, and it seems like it's starting to wear on the rest of the caucus.
So, Ben, does Boyer seem to agree with the assessment we heard just a moment ago from his colleague Kelly Townsend?
So I caught up with him last night, and Boyer was really diplomatic about the whole event. He said he hasn't talked to Ujinti-Rita about what happened. I tried and failed to reach her as well. And Boyer said he's not going to assume what her motive was without first talking to her, but he is concerned about the fate of his voucher bill.
There's so much going on that I really didn't get the opportunity to reflect on why she was doing what she was doing. I mean, of all bills, though, to do that to, I mean, getting kids who are poor and needy out of failing schools, I mean, regardless of her motivations, I mean, of all bills to do that to me, that's unconscionable.
So, Ben, you referenced that all the Republicans voted on this voucher bill initially on Monday when it passed. How did Senator Ujinti-Rita manage to get enough of them to join her in asking for the bill to come back to the Senate?
Well, it would seem that there were at least five other Republican senators who might also, if Townsend's assessment of the situation is correct, be frustrated with Boyer and trying to seek some sort of retribution. There were six Republicans, including Ujinti-Rita, who voted in favor of her motion to get the bill back from the House. Now, that's not enough. 10 Republicans voted against it to preserve the progress they've made on the bill. But Democrats actually saw an opportunity and seized it. You know, all the Democrats, 14 of them, and those six Republicans voted to approve the motion for Democrats, it's not because they like the voucher bill. They all opposed it. It's a chance to gum up the works. You know, there is a possibility that this could spell doom for the voucher bill that they oppose.
All right. We'll have to keep an eye on this particular bill in a way we maybe didn't think we would have to earlier in the week. That is KJZZ's Ben Giles reporting for us. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.